C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mi maradare. Figli miei a cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a volo, io te viene sempre a baccalare dal manedene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalare, figli mia.
Oh, ma, ma, la, 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 la. Oh, ma, ma. Here we are. I know it's going to upset a lot of people. You know what today is?
Yeah, today's the official Columbus Day. I know, I know. We can't call it Columbus Day anymore. Yeah. Only talk about the murderers going on now. Let's not talk about, let's change the name of Columbus Day. It was terrible. Yes, it was terrible what they did. Let's change the name of the United States of America and call it the fascist state of the world. How about that, folks? Yeah, we got to change Columbus Day. They did terrible things. Yeah, they murdered all those people in Iraq on a war based on lies. Let's change Columbus Day's name. That's terrible. No more Columbus Day parades. Let's... Yeah, Columbus, what a job that guy did. Madonna me, what he did in Afghanistan, that Columbus. Woof, they should bring him up on a war crimes tribunal. Yeah, started a war for no reason at all, based on more lies. Hey, and all those folks out there sucked it up, tied those yellow ribbons around everything that didn't move. Yeah. Wave them American flags. Let's go murder around the world. God bless our troops. Oh, he gave the ultimate sacrifice. Dying for lies. Ain't the ultimate sacrifice in my book, Jack, or Obama, or Clinton, or Bush, or all the rest of them. Yeah, let's change the name of Columbus Day. The atrocities that he committed in Libya. Wow, yeah, good thing... Columbus, yeah, he sailed right across. He didn't have to go around the world. Just came across from Italy, you know? Yeah. Hey, how about that Obama destroying Libya, huh? What a lovely place it is now with that regime change, folks. Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Peace of crap. Yeah, I should have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize for launching Occupy Peace. Hey, look at these billionaires giving all that money to Black Lives Matter. And they do, and all of them do. But not a penny from the billionaires for peace. And I've reached out to them. Yeah, we got to change the name of that Columbus Day, man. Yeah, boy, but Columbus launched that war in Syria along with the Coalition of the Killing. What a bunch of politically correct. There's nothing correct about anything political. It's an oxymoron. Political means crappy, lying thieves, psychopaths, sociopaths, egomaniacs. Nothing politically correct about politically correct. Oh, we got to change the name of Columbus Day as the United States slaughters people around the world, imprisons its own people. Hey, Guantanamo. Yeah, I think Columbus invented Guantanamo. What a bunch of garbage. Anyway, one of my favorite, you know, Louis Prima was just on before. C'è la luna. There was another cat out there, Lou Monti. He was terrific, too. Hey, Mr. Columbus, the turn of the ship around. Yeah, it was a great song when I was a kid. You know, when I grew up in the Bronx, and then we moved to Westchester. And when we moved up to Yonkers in a pretty affluent place there. You know, we were these three Italian kids in the Bronx, me and my two other brothers, other sisters, but, you know, we get in fights all the time, you know. And, you know, we were brought up not to take anybody's garbage. If you push me, I'll punch you. Get it in your head. I don't push, don't punch. Who, you punched me? What'd you push me for? And by the way, I teach close to many years. I taught close combat. We stay out of fights. But anyway, we're these wild kids, grew up in the Bronx, moved up to North Yonkers. And these waspy kids used to be getting a fight or argument. What do you guys don't belong here? My great-great-great-grandfather, we're kids. You know, they used to tell us, came over with the Mayflower. So one day we told our Uncle Frankie, he said, Uncle Frankie, you know, they say that we shouldn't be living here, that their great-great-great-grandfather came over with the Mayflower. And my Uncle Frankie, may rest in peace, said to us, Frank Vigilante, what a handsome guy he was. Ugh. Everybody used to dress up in those days. It was elegance and grace. Anyway, he said, you tell them that your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather came over with Columbus. So that's what he used to tell them. So anyway, happy Columbus Day. Hey, Christopher Columbus, to turn the ship around. Yeah. Oh, Columbus. You know that SOB? He dropped that bomb on Nagasaki. Or was it Hiroshima? The war was over. Eisenhower told Truman not to do it. How about all those dictators America supported? They did a great job in Guatemala. Yeah, it was a lovely place at one time. But hey, can't have any lovely, not when psychopaths are in charge. And of course, everybody's talking about, you know, I'm not going to talk much about it. Maybe you've heard enough. I'm only going to make a political observation of the so-called race for the White House, a disgusting race, a race of garbage. Look in the mirror of America. This is who you are. So, Trump is, you know, he's tweeted against the all these Republicans that abandoned him. So, just to give you a little background, I know maybe some of you haven't heard this before, but I began my career out of graduate school. I had a master's degree in public administration, running political campaigns. First one I worked on, I was the number two guy running the one in Yonkers. I was a young kid right out of graduate school, 23 years old, 22 years old. And, it's a nice-sized city, about 280,000 people. It wasn't small potatoes. And I worked on other campaigns as well in Westchester. And they sent me up to Albany, and I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 23. And I designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology and taught it at St. John's University. So I know a little bit about this field. And I was a chief government affairs specialist many years in D.C. for the chemical industry. So I've been on both sides of the fence. So when I hear people talking about, you know, stuff that they don't know anything about, they haven't been there. So with Trump, him coming out, you know, tweeting that against Ryan and McCain and all the Republicans that are abandoning him, it makes no difference. There is no Republican Party. If there was, a guy like Trump couldn't win. They don't mean anything. Does anybody say to themselves, well, Paul Ryan's not voting for Trump, so I'm not going to? Yeah, there are a couple of people. But doesn't make any difference. So all this banter that you're hearing about the Republicans deserting Trump makes absolutely no difference. A handful of people are going to obey their party elders and look at the little boy, this little boy of nothing, Ryan, a clown of a man, McCain. Hey, did Lindsey Graham come out of the closet yet? McConnell? What a joke. And I don't say that derogatory about coming out of the closet. I got loads of gay friends. I mean, let's get past that. I mean, this guy, you know, he'd be afraid to, this guy, Lindsey Graham, he'd be afraid to admit who he really is because he's such a coward. Nobody cares about them. So Trump is going off on his own. This election's not over. This is the dirtiest election that anybody's ever seen in modern history. It's all about personalities, zip, nada, zero, virtually about policy. And when you listen to the debate, you got 2 minutes to answer the question about life and death in the world. How you can make this garbage up? Of course you can. It's the presidential reality show. 2 minutes to answer a question about foreign policy, domestic policy, or anything else by these little arrogant people called prestitutes, as I do. Hey, it's Columbus Day. They call them prostitutes, but hey, it's Columbus Day, prestitutes. So anyway, on Syria and ISIS, Trump has a plan. I'm going to bomb the hell out of them. Who are you talking to? Am I 6 years old? Grow up. You're going to bomb the hell out of them. And then Hillary comes out and says, she's going to, you know, got to get rid of regime change. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to no-fly zone. And he did a great job with a no-fly zone in Syria. Yeah, America has every right to tell another country who could fly over their country. It makes perfect sense, of course. It's like me going into your house and telling you how to run it. Me telling you how to run your life. Think for yourself. That's the motto of the Trends Journal. Trendsjournal.com. If you want to read history before it happens, because everything that you're hearing today, basically in what's going on in the geopolitical scenes, economic scenes, socioeconomic, we've been writing about long before it happened. So, and then Hitlery, of course, wants to get rid of, you know, what's this guy's name? You know, Bogdaddy or something? I thought it was a rap star. Bogdaddy. And we're going to get, oh yeah, you got rid of Osama bin Laden. Yeah, remember the phony little pictures you had about everybody in the Situation Room and the troops going out to get Osama bin Laden? That changed a lot, didn't it? Yeah, made the world a better place. Only if we got rid of Osama bin Laden. Been there, done that. Didn't do anything. And by the way, that was the excuse the United States used to launch the war against Afghanistan. Isn't that wonderful, huh? We got to get that bin Laden. He's been there, and the Taliban got him there. I wrote about this in the Trends Journal, word for word, broke it down, the entire piece, in the summer 2014, Trends Journal, about what a great lie it was that George W. Bush told we the people about Afghanistan and how everybody bought it. Boogeymen, terrorists, and evildoers. And here's how I began the piece. Only a madman would speak such words. Only frightened people would believe them. And believe they did. Scared to death, Americans were dumbstruck by terror. Addressing the nation on the evening of 9/11, the newly elected president, George W. Bush, said, quote, America was targeted for attack. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Okay, boys and girls and children of all ages, why was America targeted for attack? It couldn't have been because of what I wrote about since 1993 in the Trends Journal, in my books Trend Tracking and Trends 2000, about America's foreign policy propping up dictators throughout the Middle East, its Middle East policies, and particularly its Middle East policy in Israel and what they've done to the Palestinians, turning it into an apartheid state. No, that couldn't have been it. No, boys and girls. Here's what this stupid little jerk of a boy that America's elected president, and of course they had another choice of a jerk of a little nothing, Al Gore, George W. Bush told the American people And here's what the American people bought. America was targeted attack. You know why? Because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. Yep. That's what he told them. And that's what they bought. And I got a bridge in Brooklyn that you would just love. I could sell it to you at a real good price. Look in the mirror, America. Trump and Clinton, Bush and Obama. That's who you are. You believe you are liars. You defend them. You are accessories to murder, every one of you that support those people. Look at Obama. Look at the weapons that he sold to Yemen, to Saudi Arabia, excuse me, to bomb Yemen. Over $40 billion in just the last year. Oh, yeah, they talk about Aleppo, but nothing about Yemen. That's right. On Sunday, they only killed the Saudis with American bombs, American reconnaissance, and American refueling of their jets. Over 150 people and wounded a few hundred more. That doesn't make the news. That's buried in the back. You're accessories to murder. If you support the murderer, right? You give somebody money to go buy armaments to kill other people. Does that make you an accessory? You give them guns to kill somebody. Does that make you an accessory, knowing that they're going to kill them? Obama, Bush, Clinton's mass murderers. Hey, Christopher Columbus, so don't turn the ship around. Yeah. Hypocrites, Columbus, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Dresden, mass murder going on. You got to change the name of Columbus Day. Yeah, grow up. Yeah, when you do all the other things, then tell me about Columbus. 9 days later, in his address to a joint session of Congress in the nation, President Bush, playing the role of commander-in-chief, set the stage for U.S. action by identifying masterminds behind the strikes of 9/11 as, quote, a radical network of terrorists who, as enemies of freedom, committed an act of war against our country. The live audience thunderously applauded every two-bit line. That's right. Here he goes. Americans have many questions tonight. Americans are asking, who attacked our country? The evidence we've gathered all points to a collection of loosely affiliated terrorist organizations known as, you ready for this? Al-Qaeda. That practice a fringe form of Islamic extremism. Okay. So if Al-Qaeda did it, oh, by the way, they used to be called Mujahideen, brought to you first by Jimmy Carter and then the Reagan administration to fight the Russians in Afghanistan, Saudi extremists. 15 of the 19 people, allegedly, that were involved in 9/11 with Saudis, so it made perfect sense to invade Afghanistan. Makes perfect sense for all the low lives out there that call yourselves human beings, anyone listening that supports this stuff, buys the baloney, and supports Obama's troop surge of 30,000 in Iraq after Bush launched it. And Obama's big lie that we were going to be out of Afghanistan as we're still there. Saying that Al-Qaeda is to terror what the mafia is to crime, Bush fingered a person named Osama bin Laden. That's his quote. a person named Osama bin Laden as Al-Qaeda's crime boss. But unlike the mafia, who is making money, or the Goldman Sachs gang or the Barclay Bandits, or other members of the Wall Street financial mob, Al-Qaeda's goal, quote, is not making money. Its goal, you ready for this, folks, is remaking the world and imposing its radical beliefs on people everywhere. And the president warned there are thousands of those terrorists in more than 60 countries. And I go on to write, do the math, look behind the language. The idea of thousands spread across 60 countries with nothing else on their minds but imposing radical beliefs on 6.2 billion people was not only ludicrous. The president and masterminds who composed his speech planted it with religious hate bite by associating the attackers with Muslim and Islam. Thus, the evildoers, as Mr. Bush would call them, had a name, purpose, and religion for Americans to readily fear and easily hate. And we go on and on and on and on. So, that's where we are today. That's where we're going. More sick people running the nation, running the country, and ruining it. Lower lives. Trump and Clinton, a country of 320 million people. And boy, they freaking out over there about Trump. Not only here, around the world. You know, they had a meeting, excuse me, in Washington this past week with the World Bank and the IMF. You know what the IMF is, don't you? The International Mafia Federation. They like to call themselves the International Monetary Fund. It gets nations into debt and then takes them over like they did with Greece. Sells out all their private assets to their, the public assets to their buddies. They call it privatization. I'm going to read to you from the Financial Times yesterday. Excuse me. Sound like Hillary Clinton. Maybe I got a cough. Got to get up to the, I need some help. Help me walk up those stairs. Look at the shape of both of these people. Not only me. Holy Christ. Yeah. Tubby. Look at the health that they're in. They're both Diet Coke freaks from everything that they report, too. Yeah, Diet Coke's great for you. Keep drinking it. Spectres of Republican candidate victory and British exit from European haunt economic elite. That's the headline. Economic elite. Economic elite. Isn't that nice? All us little people, all us peasants of the world, the economic elite. Oh, yes, America, the land of opportunity. Yeah, you could work at Walmart's or maybe Staples. Hey, how about a job at Home Depot, maybe Lowe's? Oh, there used to be things called stationery stores. Oh, there used to be a thing called hardware stores. But thanks to the deregulation of the Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, and others, deregulation of the banking system, deregulation of the airline industry. You know, when I was a young guy flying, I told you I worked in Washington, between Washington and Chicago. And I remember flying first class back in those days in the 70s. Wow, is that a great trip? They say pigs can't fly. Go to the airport. Yes, they can. They're everywhere. Anyway, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, the one that all you liberals love. Yeah, the guy. Yeah, you remember. Taught us to hate Iran. Yeah, the guy that launched the war against Russia in Afghanistan and gave us the Mujahideen that began to regulate the usury laws that allow these payday loans to happen and started to deregulate the airline industry. There were over 150 airlines when I was a young man. Allegheny, Mohawk, this one, that one, Piedmont, you name it. Because of the laws that were in place so that monopolies wouldn't be able to take over, and now we got these crappy airlines running the country. Oh, don't raise your voice. Don't get excited. Yeah. Let's have a silent vigil or ohm. Oh, and the great spirits will hear us if we all ohm together at the right tone of an ohm. A courageless country America has turned into. They look up to their low-life leaders who drive their lives lower into submission. So, the world's economic elite got a little bit upset with Trump and what's going on. So here's a story from the Financial Times. The world's economic elite spent this week invoking fears of protectionism and the existential crisis facing globalization while avoiding any mention of Donald Trump by name. Think of what I just read. The economic elite spent this week. Yeah, the economic elite. And they spent this week in luxury hotels, waited on by little servants and slaves in Slavelandia, worried about fears of protectionism. Ah, protectionism. God forbid we should be protected from the multinationals. And the takeover artists. You know, when I was a kid, there were no hedge funds, private equity groups. The gap between the rich and the poor now in the United States is the widest of any of the industrialized nations. We're back in a situation where it's worse than it was during the Gilded Age. It's a monopoly. It's an oligarchy. Call it what it is. No. Let's call it something else. Let's make up a lie and call it a democracy. Continuing to read. But the U.S. presidential candidate in his anti-establishment politics, and again, I'm no fan of Trump. You know, as I said, you know, this is, you know, I'm not voting. I got to get out and vote. I don't go out and vote for lesser of two evils or greater of two jerks. To me, voting is just keeping the system going. And even by voting for a third-party candidate, if there was a shot at it, I would vote for it. But by voting, and again, think for yourself. To me, voting just perpetuates the corrupt system. Anyway, but the U.S. presidential candidate and his anti-establishment politics have loomed large at this week's annual meeting in Washington of the International Monetary Fund, the International Mafia Federation, and the World Bank. The IMF labeled political risks
and the uncertainty bred by the U.S. election and the U.K.'s decision to leave the EU as the biggest immediate concern facing the global economy. What a bunch of garbage. Affecting their monopolies. Break up the bigs. Break up the Home Depots, the Lowe's, the Staples. Break up the Walmarts. Do what FDR did and the others. Break up the monopolies. More mom and pops, his and hers, hers and hers, his and his shops. Break up the monopolies. Bring America back to the land of opportunity. How? Put back in place what worked before. Robbins-Papanek, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, tariffs. Tariffs. Yep. This isn't free, fair trade or free trade. All it is enriching the rich. The business of America is war. The business of China is business. They're buying up our country. They're buying up the world as we're growing broke. Every day, if you subscribe to the Trends Journal and tune into our Trends in the News, nightly broadcast every Monday through Friday, you can look at the trends that are developing, seize the opportunities, and avoid the dangers. China's on fire. Buying up the world. America's setting the world on fire with bombs. Yeah, just yesterday, Chinese firm Circles Lighting Maker. China's Sanan Optoelectronics Company held preliminary talks with Ostrom Licht AG, the world's second largest lighting maker, regarding a possible takeover. Yeah, another takeover. One day after another, test for China for Canberra on China deals. Australia's richest woman, in conjunction with a Chinese partner, for a cattle company that could test Canberra's tolerance, as Australia, of course, for Chinese investment after it turned down two previous bids for the land. We're talking about 1% of the country's landmass. China. China, China, China. Americans embrace a Chinese-built Buick. Yep. China. Agribusiness in Australia push. Congressmen seek Wanda probe. Turning up the heat on China's recent buying spree in Hollywood, the House subcommittee chairman has asked the Justice Department to review entertainment industry acquisitions by Dalian Wanda Group, saying recent takeovers of U.S. entertainment companies have the potential to encourage, quote, foreign propaganda influence over American media. Yeah. We got our own propaganda. You're going to let them take it over? Hey, you see those WikiLeaks that came out? You want to talk about American propaganda and the prostitutes? That guy John Harwood, or is it Horwood? In bed with the Clintons? What a joke. There's no media. There's Progressive Radio Network. There are others that are the real media. The whole thing is rigged. I've been on every show from Oprah, The Today Show, Good Morning America. I used to be on many times. They don't want anybody that doesn't toe their line. All they want are prostitutes, media whores. That's all they are.
There's no free press in America. Look at these WikiLeaks with the deals going on between the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, the paper of record. Save your arrogance for someone else. Letting the Clintons, after they do an interview, say what stays and what goes. One after another, the Boston Globe, CNN. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. It's all one club, and as George Carlin used to say, and you're not in it. But they take your money to keep their club going. Look at the WikiLeaks on Hillary and a Goldman Sachs gang. What do you think they get paid $250,000, $300,000 an hour for? It's a Bill Clinton selling us out with a Glass-Steagall Act, making this derivatives fraud possible. There used to be local banks all over the place. But thanks to Jimmy Carter, that all broke up. It all broke up under his regime. Accelerated under Clinton, went into high gear. Accelerated under Reagan and went into high gear under Clinton. Don't you think the Democrats, the Republicans rather, kept trying to pass NAFTA and all these other things? It took a Democrat to lie their way out. They lied their way out. Out of trust and sold us out. Bill Clinton, Democrat. There's no Democratic Party. There's no Republican Party. All it is a party of self-serving sociopaths and psychopaths. I've been with presidents, prime ministers, princes, and generals. I know who they are and where they are and what they are. And how people can look up to other people. Look up to yourself. A courageless nation. That's what America's turned into. Fighting over which freak they like best. Well, I can't stand Clinton, but I hate Trump. Can you imagine if he was in charge? At least if Trump was in charge, maybe it'd be a nice freak show every day that we could look and laugh at, rather than the charade going on now that they call a presidency. Obama's popularity ratings are moving higher and higher every day. The guy that traded to America, lied his way into office, lying his way out. We close Guantanamo, folks. First day I'm in office, be closed by the end of the year. Yep, he folks us, all right. Never stops. U.S.-Israel spar over settlement. Isn't that nice language? That's kind of headlines that the prostitutes spar over settlements. How about Israel stealing more land? Oh, they could get away with it. God gave it to them. Yeah. You didn't read the good book? Yeah, paragraph 7, chapter 8. You know, save it, man. EU to force Afghans back into war zone. Great. First they kill them, then they send them back. Yep, EU launches effort to police its borders. Great. Kerry calls for war crimes inquiry of Russia and Syria. Salenti calls for war crimes inquiry of Kerry, Clinton, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, Condoleezza Rice, Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, and everybody that voted for all the wars illegally launched by the United States that have slaughtered millions of people. War crime inquiry, Russia and Syria. Oh, hey, did you see those Hitlery WikiLeaks admitting that the weapons that we sell to Saudi Arabia and the Arab Little League are going to Al-Qaeda and ISIS fighters? How about a war crimes tribunal on that? Remember, Eisenhower warned us that the military-industrial complex was destroying our nation, robbing us of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Hey, you can't pay your student loan, children? Can't get a job after wasting it on a degree in worthlessness at some BS college or university? Eisenhower was right. A 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, warned us in his farewell address. As Washington warned us of no foreign entanglements. Ignored. Hey, they didn't roll out that red carpet for Obama in China. Red carpet. Disgusting. Yeah. Propaganda, they're afraid of China? They're afraid of China taking over the entertainment industry and launching propaganda? How does this sound? This is from the Financial Times. First sentence. This is the headline first. Crackdown on Tartar activists stirs memories of Soviet-era repression. Does that set the tone? You know what Tartars are, right? Yeah, Tartar sauce. Use it all the time. No, not that. It's Tartars. Hey, this is how they start the story. Since it seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, sparking international condemnation, Russia has considered its rule of the peninsula a fait accompli. So much so, it attempted to have someone declared insane for questioning it. Hey, they should have got this prostitute, Max Sedin, who wrote this story, declared him insane. Russia did not seize Crimea. That's an outright lie. But you guys outright lie all the time. I mentioned the toilet paper record, the New York Times. You remember those slimers that lied us about that yellow cake and aluminum tubes that Saddam Hussein was getting to make nuclear weapons and we were, is it really a threat? Oh, yeah. He's going to blow them up in Joplin, Missouri. And then Savannah, Georgia. Wichita, Kansas. Nowhere was going to be safe. That next mushroom cloud you see? Yep. Look at the lie. Russia did not seize Crimea. Catherine the Great seized Crimea. For Russia in 1783. When Khrushchev, a Ukrainian, was the head of the USSR, he gave it back, that area back to Ukraine. Russia has had a fleet there since 1773. And then they made a deal. That's like, you know, giving Ukraine back Crimea and making Ukraine independent of the Soviet Union. That's like putting in jail and saying, we're giving you another cell next to you, and that's yours too. So it wasn't like they were free. And of course, when the Soviet Union broke up, that's when it all separated. But Crimea was part of the Soviet Union, of Russia, since 1783, longer than America's been a nation. But that's the way they set the propaganda out so we could hate the Russians. And the story, by the way, they took this guy, the Tartars, by the way, they make up less than a tenth of Crimea. Hey, Black Lives Matter, huh? How about Tartars? In other words, what they're doing is, I should say, not Black Lives Matter, Native Americans don't matter. because when they write about less than 1/10 of the population of Crimea, and it's only a joint of about 2 million people, look at the Native Americans. You want to talk about genocide? You want to talk about ill treatment? Read the stories coming out about how ill-equipped the hospitals are that treat Native Americans. And they have the nerve to write about other countries? So anyway, this guy that they... protester, this Tartar. This is a big story. They made a big story out of this. They had him in this mental institution, psychiatric hospital. He's a Crimean Tartar. He opposed the takeover. The vote. They had a vote in Crimea. Whether to go with the Ukraine when the civil war broke out, it'd go with Russia. The international observers were there. ...96% of the people voted to go with Russia rather than Ukraine. I think 80-something percent of the people turned out to vote. So anyway, they send this guy into a psychiatric hospital. You know how long he was there? 3 weeks. And they discharged him and said he had no mental problems. They write a story like this, make a big issue of it. How about Guantanamo? Did you read the story about all the mental problems coming out from those people that have been there? The hypocrisy. The way the military police in this country and the institutions treat our people. You don't pay a civil fine, they break down your doors in different places in this country and shoot you if you try to resist. Look in the mirror, America. Look what you've become. Look at your face. Trump and Clinton, the face of America. Again, China's buying up the world while America keeps going to war. Drug use is on rise among workers. Gee, what a surprise. Parents get their drug fix even when children watch. Yep. Opiate scourge overwhelms small town cops. One after another. Boy, talk about opiate drugs. You know, every now and then I watch television. I hate doing it, but I have to. And I got to watch this garbage, you know, on CNN and the other Fox and the rest, ABC. CNN, the clown news network. Every other ad is a drug ad. Cialis. Oh, they're worried about the Trump's locker room talk. Well, they're selling. You can't get it up. You can with Cialis. And by the way, if you have any, and they go into, you know, longer than how happy it's going to make you. They go into all the side effects. Thank Bill Clinton. Drug ads were illegal. Up until 1997, when sellout Slick Willie allowed them to come back on. Why do you think the Clintons make $150 million on speeches? It's called payback. They never made anything other than deals. One deal after another, selling out America. One deal after another. Ah, report cites flaws at Native American hospitals. Here we go.
The internal watchdog of the Health and Human Service Department says that often substandard quality of care at hospitals serving Native Americans is the result of outdated equipment and technology, lack of resources, and difficulty attracting and keeping skilled staff that they pay nothing to. While the United States slaughters people around the world and steals our money and gives it to their friends, and I'm tired of my money going to Israel. I'm tired of it going to every other country. I am an American. I want my money to stay here. Israel's not a nation in poverty. Why did Obama give them $38 billion? Well, our nation is in decline. Hey, any more trains crash on a Long Island Railroad having happy days in Hoboken? Look who's running our nation. Where is the courage of the people of this country? This year, we could not launch Occupy Peace again. We couldn't raise the money. But yet, it's reported $100 million going to Black Lives Matter. And not 1 cent from the billionaires and multimillionaires for Occupy Peace. A true action plan to restore joy and beauty and dignity back to this country that's been robbed from us. OccupyPeace.us to honor the founding fathers and bring home all of the troops. Close the military bases overseas. Rebuild America. And force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II. And have on each state ballot a referendum where we'll tell Congress how to vote. Because after all, we the little people pay with the war, with our money and our lives. So, that's where we're at. On the economic front, just wrapping up quickly. On this Columbus Day, who I know, I offended by saying Columbus Day. Yeah. Hey, Christopher Columbus, turn the ship around. Yeah, Lou Monte, look it up. His character, man. Peppino the Italian Mouse was another of his. He had a great bunch of songs. Anyway. The gold is down 12.53. I want to tell you what's going on with gold. Last week was a holiday in China. China is among the world's largest buyer of gold. It was a holiday. So the markets were closed for a week. On Tuesday, they pulled the plug on gold. Dropped $40. It's called naked shorts. It's a rigged game. It's not in the interest of the central bankers to see the price of gold go up. They want it to go down. Because it shows when gold goes up, the fallacy of the fiat currencies. Digital money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. So there may be a downward drift to gold. Could go down another $100. But there's also a very volatile situation going on, geopolitically and economically. I've said this before on Progressive Radio Network, have not said it to many people on other broadcasts. And I do a number of them. Watch out for an October surprise. Whether it's an October surprise on the economic front or on the geopolitical front. I mentioned about the IMF and the World Bank, and they've been very concerned about what's going on. The Brookings Institute, a white shoe boys think tank, tied into the system, came out with a report that mirrored ours of the Trends Journal that we did in December. A warning of a global morass. We call it an economic recession. It's on.
So be prepared. Stay attuned to Progressive Radio Network. Think for yourself and keep reading and reading and learning about the information you need to prepare for the future. And also consider, of course, subscribing to the Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. Trendsresearch.com. And again, we know that people are having difficult times, so there's a discount request page. We make it available. We try to. We do our very best to make it available to everyone. And remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams. And again, one person of courage makes a majority. And Tag, you're it. So we're doing what we can. You do what you can. The future's in your hands. Don't let anyone tell you differently. As I say, I was not put on this earth to take orders from other people. I don't give orders, and I don't take them. So thank you for tuning in. It's a very important time to see what's going on around the world. Tune into all the news and think for yourself. This is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week. Shele Luna, Metsimana, Mamma Mi, Mamma Mi.
Come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the baker boy, and look, he's got a cannoli.